Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 200th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. And what better week to have the 200th episode than the week that spring arrives? I don't know about you, but I am ready for spring. Yes, winter was grand and fantastic and lovely for growth and progress and projects, but I'm ready for warmth and sun and tulips and daffodils and so many other amazing things. And that is what we're going to focus on in today's episode. So it's a spring cleaning edition to welcome Mother Nature's new year. I have 22 ways to start fresh. I'm excited to share them with you. But before I get to that list, let me give you a hint as to what today's petit plaisir is. And it is a book that I think ties in well with this spring season. So stay tuned as I'll talk about that at the end of today's episode. So let's get into this. You may already know this, but I just want to share the information with you. On Tuesday morning, tomorrow, if you're listening on the first day this episode goes live, at 9:15 Pacific time in the Western Hemisphere, spring will arrive. I won't say that again, but I think it's important of reiterating, tomorrow is spring. No weather prediction can change this reality. Even if it continues to snow where you live, as I noticed over the weekend, the snow in England and France has made me feel a bit of a kindred spirit to those residents, as we too had snow over the weekend here in Bend. No matter what the weather does, on Tuesday, the calendar affirms it will be spring at that time. So, no matter when the snow decides to cease falling, we know it will. And when it does, it melts nearly as quickly, no? What I have found to be a wonderful activity during such times when the weather is kind of fickle and you never know what it's going to do, along with some other indoor projects that I must complete, is to tend to spring cleaning about the home. And when the sun does come out, there are some spring cleaning things I can do outside of the house, in the yard, on the porch, and things like that. So yes, spring cleaning has begun. And oh, does it feel so good. I just had my carpets cleaned last week, as I shared on my Instagram feed, and I'll include the picture on today's show notes. And I have to say, whenever I do that, I usually do it end of February, beginning of March, it just makes it more real. Yeah, the spring season is coming. And hang on one second. I just left Norman in. He wants to be part of this episode. Come on in, sunshine. Hi. Yeah. So once those carpets were cleaned, it was as if there was this official, or maybe it's unofficial, I guess, because it wasn't technically spring yet, toward this new season that is beginning. And as it is spring, it's a fresh start. Because it is Mother Nature's new year, isn't it? We are beginning new growth. We are letting go of the hibernation that we took advantage of during the winter months to grow and to learn. And now we're putting it into action. So it's this renewed opportunity and this revitalized energy that I love about the spring season. So today I'm going to share with you 22 spring cleaning tasks to perhaps welcome into your annual routine as you too say goodbye to winter and hello to the much anticipated spring season. Let's get started. Number one, let in the light. Clean those windows. As soon as you are able to get outside and the sun is expected to shine nearly all day, although a cloudy day is claimed to be the best for cleaning windows as the solution dries less quickly, reducing the amount of streaks, take a couple of hours to clean the windows inside and out. My mom always made a point of washing windows, or still does, make a point of washing windows in the morning to enable the ability to better see the streaks as the natural light is shining at a more direct angle through the windows. Now, of course, you could probably do this in the evening as well as the sun is setting. But for me anyway, I'm usually tired or there's another event or task that I'm tending to in the evening. So mornings are better. And so this approach for cleaning windows is simple. Yes, you can get a cleaner that's specified for windows. I've done that many times. Or you can just simply get a bucket and fill it with water and vinegar and grab those newspapers that you read that morning and use them as your rags. Because yes, indeed, newspapers are actually probably better than rags. Not that you can't use rags, because there's some great, unique rags that are actually probably better than those newspapers, but a traditional rag is something that you don't need. You can just use newspapers. And I've included a link to a post that actually demonstrates as to why that's the case. But not only are newspapers cheaper, but they're also something that is quite absorbent, making sure that you're not using the ones that have the shiny finish. This is the traditional newspaper that would have the black ink on it, and they don't scratch the glass. And then you can just toss them when you're done. All right, so that's number one. Let in the light. Clean those windows. Number two, the floors. Get their special treatment, whether you have rugs or hardwoods or carpets. Although I will say that rugs actually don't need to be cleaned thoroughly every single year. Obviously, they need to be vacuumed, but you can actually just deep clean them every 3 to 5 years, because the wear and tear, if you do it every year, actually hurts the rugs more than it helps them. So if you have carpet, welcome in a carpet cleaner, whether you hire someone or do it yourself. And if you have hardwoods, follow the special instructions of the care for your particular hardwoods, because there are many different ones out there. But typically a damp mop, not a wet mop, with a few drops of dishwashing liquid is all you need. And in fact, some experts say to do that monthly, which is probably a great idea. And I've also linked to a wood floor care plan that has been shared online by Real Simple. So if you do have hardwoods, you can check that out for the when you should do the, you know, the deep stripping of the wood and sanding of it. That's not every year, obviously. It's every 5 to 10 years. There's a big long list for that detail if you are looking for it. So that's number two, tend to the floors. Number three, short and sweet, but tend to the window covering. So you've taken care of the windows. They are now letting in so much natural light. You are bathed in sunlight. So now tend to those window coverings, whether you have blinds or drapes. Simply dust, wash, or send them to the dry cleaners for special careful cleaning. Number four, clean the dishwasher. Yep, even the machine that washes our dishes needs to be cleaned. House Beautiful, in their annual spring cleaning guide, recommended giving your dishwasher a deep clean. And with the amount of use most of us give our kitchen time-saving machine, it's probably a good idea. Using a special dishwasher cleaner pack, there is one from Cascade that will remove the grease, the odors, and the lime scale, and it includes two packets, so you could do this maybe in spring and then maybe again in winter, although they do say that you could probably do this once a month. It only costs $14 for these two packs, and you just run it with an empty dishwasher, and you can begin the new season with a like-new dishwasher. So that's number four, clean that dishwasher. Number five, let's look at the rest of the kitchen triangle, so to speak, the stove and the refrigerator. So you want to give your refrigerator a thorough clean out and cleaning. And this is something that I usually do biannually, so in the fall, but also in the spring. Now, not only does this enable an opportunity to see which staples you have regarding condiments and so forth, but it also is a great opportunity to organize your refrigerator into sections. And I like to do this. It's probably easier as I'm only one person, but I think it's actually more helpful when you have more people in the household. So for example, keep your meat and your proteins in one section, put your cheese, all your different cheeses in another, your fruit in one bin and your vegetables in another. And also make sure your drinks have a special designation, or maybe you determine certain types of drinks in different designated areas. If you are living with others, what this enables them to do is to immediately know what is there and what needs to be shopped for. And as
If you are the person shopping for the food, as I am for my house, I can quickly glance at my refrigerator and say, oh, the eggs are out. Or, oh my gosh, I have no protein this week. I'm completely out. I need to make sure I get that. Or all the vegetables are gone. We need to make sure we pick up some fresh vegetables. So it's easy to determine what you have in your fridge and what you don't. So you're not in the middle of the week going, oh, I thought I had that. And so that's something that is helpful, but also enables you to start fresh, right? All right. So now that's the refrigerator. Let's talk about the stove. So I will admit I do not like sticking my head in an oven, but I have a feeling that's more of the English teacher coming out in me. However, I cannot wait for the day when I have a self-cleaning oven, which I know many of you probably do. So why not just turn on that self-cleaner while you're cleaning out the refrigerator, and before you know it, you'll have both the items done. Now, if you do have a self-cleaning oven, you do want to clean up any major spills in the oven before you turn on the self-cleaning apparatus, as you guess you could say. But other than that, that is what's fantastic about the self-cleaning oven. It does the work for you. Now, one thing that if you tend to do this every year, it becomes less daunting every year because you have tended to it periodically and regularly. And one thing you can also do to make it a little bit easier, what I do is I put tin foil in the bottom of my oven. So if there are any spills from pies and things that leak, you know, all that good juicy stuff, they're usually caught by that tin foil, and I can easily clean that up without having to struggle and keep my head in the oven any longer than I'd like to. So that's number five, the remainder of the kitchen triangle, the stove and the refrigerator. Number six, tend to the linens beyond the sheets. So while bed sheets are typically cleaned every week or every 2 weeks, you'll want to wash the duvet cover, the coverlets, the throws, the pillow shams, and any other linen throughout your home, actually, that does not get regular weekly attention. Some of these items may need to be taken to the dry cleaner, so allow for 1 to 2 weeks that you will be without it. Perhaps you're going to be going on a spring holiday this season, so maybe make sure that you plan to take your linens that need to be cleaned by the dry cleaner before you leave, so then upon returning home, you're never really without them in your house, and you can come home to freshly clean linens and a start that's new for the new season. All right, so that's number six. Number seven, flip and clean the mattress. Simply stated, just flip or rotate your mattress at least once a year. Some people say 4 times a year, depends on your mattress, depends on you, depends on everything, but make sure you do it just to make sure you prevent the overuse in one area. As well, just take a quick vacuum clean of the mattress to remove any unwanted debris. So that's number seven, flip and clean the mattress. Number eight, sinks and faucet cleaning. So if you have found that wherever there's water, so wherever you have faucets in your kitchen or your bathrooms, you found lime deposits and you're like, what do I do to get rid of them? HGTV actually has a very simple solution. And I link to this particular page on the show notes. So if you want to dive deeper into it, you can, but it really is as simple as laying a paper towel over the area, pour vinegar over the top of that paper towel, and let it sit for an hour. After this allotted time, the lime should have been softened and you can easily use the paper towel that's already there and just wipe away all the lime deposit and you're done. So a simple way to get rid of that grimy white stuff that tends to build up around our faucets. So that's number eight. Number nine, make your stainless steel, glass, or chrome shine. Now, this is probably something that you can do each time you clean the kitchen, but it's worth doing for spring cleaning as well. Again, this is a tip from HGTV, and I provided a link on the show notes. Simply use a spray bottle full of 50% rubbing alcohol and 50% water. Clean whether you have chrome tops, stainless steel tops on your stove, and your refrigerator, or your oven, or glass, and it will polish. Once you wipe it off with a rag, it'll make it shine. So very simple concoction to make the kitchen look brand new. So that's number nine. Number 10, let's move on a little bit from the kitchen, but not entirely. You want to assess and organize your pantry. Now, in January, you may remember that I shared one of my winter projects on the blog, which was to reorganize my kitchen cupboards. And for me, this includes my pantry items, because that I have an extra wall of cupboards that's not right there by my stove. And that is where I keep all my pantry jars and cooking supplies, but also baking supplies. And while it's similar to cleaning out the refrigerator, because you'll figure out what you have and what you need, this is one way to improve what you have available to cook well. So I actually shared in episode 109, so almost 2 years ago now, a list of the 34 items to keep in your pantry, or what I call the epicerie, the grocery, at all times. And you'll take a look at that list. And basically what it does is enables you to eat well. And what I mean by well is not only healthy, but delicious food every time you step into the kitchen, because you have the essentials, those accessories basically, that you need to enliven the seasonal fare that you bring into your kitchen. And that particular post is quite lengthy, full of all different ways to utilize all those items. So check that out. That's episode 109. If you're looking to reassess and organize your pantry, that's number 10. Number 11. So you want to tend to, so we're stepping away from the kitchen, and we're going to our bedrooms where our closets are. And actually, you could probably do this with all your closets, but we're talking about your clothing closet. You are going to tend to the biannual cleaning out and clearing out and assessing of your closet. And it's a wonderful idea to prevent overspending when this new season arrives, but also enables you, when you do go shopping, to make savvy purchases. So I have actually done a detailed post on this a couple years ago, and I've included a link to that on today's show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast200. So if you're curious as to how to go to about organizing and clearing out and assessing your closet, I have a post for you. All right, so I'm going to take a quick break, introduce you to today's sponsor, and I'll be right back with the remaining 11 ways to spring clean. The Simple Sophisticate is sponsored this week by Shaker and Spoon Cocktail Club. Making a signature cocktail for friends or that casual dinner party you're planning next month or for the spring soiree to kick off the new season is a fun idea. For me, I wouldn't know where to start when it comes to choosing the cocktail of the evening, and so I'm excited to introduce you to something that I would love, which is Shaker and Spoon. And they have your back with their easy-to-follow recipes and instructions, how-to videos, and precisely measured ingredients all sent to you in their monthly cocktail subscription box. Think Blue Apron for cocktails? As a subscriber, you will receive 3 brand new original recipes created by world-class bartenders each month. For example, I received their Rye Oh My box, and one recipe is created by Carrie Ha of All Cloves Big Bar in LA for her take on the classic mule. Now that is a drink I have been curious to try, but of course, knowing I have the expert guiding me gives me the reassurance that the cocktail will turn out great. Upon opening up my box, which arrived at my door neatly packaged, everything including the limes and the ginger beer were included along with the easy to follow recipe cards. They even show you which glass would be preferred. And if I still didn't feel too confident about how to make my cocktail, I would go watch the how-to video at shakerandspoon.com, which I did just to make sure. The ingredients you receive will be enough to make each of the drinks, there are 3, for 4 people, so 12 cocktails in total. All you have to do is provide the liquor, and they even provide recommendations of which type of rye whiskey, in my case, would be their preference on their website. Just one bottle is all you need for the entire box. What I appreciated most about Shaker and Spoon's approach is that they simplify the process. There is no need to search endlessly for the hard-to-find ingredients or purchase a full-size bottle of ingredients you will only use once. Needless to say, it is a simply luxurious approach to hosting your own cocktail soiree. Now that is something I can toast to. And I have some good news for you as listeners of the Simple Sophisticate podcast. You will receive $20 off your first month of their monthly subscription of $50 a month when you use the promo code SIMPLE. Visit shakerandspoon.com. Peruse their site and see which option will be best for you, or perhaps as a gift for someone in your life who enjoys entertaining. And don't forget to enter the promo code SIMPLE. Welcome back. Let's get into our remaining 11 tips. Number 12 is to engage in a seasonal clothing swap with yourself. Now is the time to take your winter coats, sweaters, and scarves to the cleaners for their annual maintenance. Perhaps you took your spring and summer items in the fall, but if you haven't, take them now so they are ready to shine with the beginning of the new season. So that's number 12. Number 13. the walls need your attention. This may sound odd, but while we are surrounded by the walls of our homes every single day, we often do not see them. Cobwebs can form, dust accumulates, especially if furniture is in front of them, and all it takes is a simple damp cloth over a broomstick to reach high points by the ceiling, and an extra hour or so of a day. If you need to clean stains from the wall, use a few drops of dish soap and then go over it again with a clean damp cloth to remove that soap that removed the stain. So that's number 13. The walls need your attention. Number 14, clean the cushions of your furniture. Pull the cushions out from your sofa and chairs and clean underneath as well as the cushions themselves with your vacuum. You will most likely just need to vacuum them both, but doing so will ensure that all is clean, whether it is seen or unseen. So that's number 14, clean the cushions of your furniture. Number 15, put away the winter. Whether you have certain decor, wreaths, candles of a darker hued color, or books that align with the winter season, take this time to swap them for the spring and summer editions. While you are doing this, you are also able to do a little extra cleaning that may not get your attention each and every week. So that's number 15. Put away the winter. 16. Bring forth the outdoor furniture. Now, this may be something for you, as it is for me, that I don't get to do until April, but it's still a seasonal ritual to tend to. And I always look forward to it because it means the summer is coming, the warmth is out and about, and more sunshine is ours to enjoy. So bringing out that lawn furniture, the patio chairs and tables, and giving them a good wash with soapy water is a spring cleaning task to tend to. Then you can bring out all the different pots that you're going to use in the coming weeks to fill with all the new fresh blooms from the nursery. So that's 16. Bring forth the outdoor furniture. 17. Clean the trash cans. Indoors and out, suds up the trash collectors and wash and rinse them out. This is a simple task that is actually quite satisfying. 17. Clean those trash cans. 18. Let's go into the office, file away taxes of 2017, and organize the office. Most of us have completed our tax returns or will be soon, so now organizing them and making sure that they're placed where they need to be is a great way to basically send that message to your brain. We're moving on into the next new year. And well, just dust those shelves as well, countertops, desktops of your workspace, dust the screen of your computer, dust the top of your printer and other machines you may have. And why not bring in a minimum of at least a bud vase for a touch of spring to enjoy as you work. So that's number 18. File away those taxes of 2017 and organize the office. 19. Update your podcast subscriptions. I recently tended to this task, as many of the podcasts that but there are more than I realized. So more than a handful of the podcasts that I listen to, they no longer offer new episodes, and I've listened to all of them. So I went through and I streamlined my podcast subscriptions to include only the ones that were still offering new episodes, as well as episodes and podcasts that I continue to always select to listen to on my walks and travels. Now, this is really something you can do throughout the year. But again, we're spring cleaning, we're tidying up, we're tossing out the old, welcoming in the new, keeping what we love. And I think this pertains to our everyday lives, but it's something that we don't always have time to do in our everyday lives every single time we realize, whatever. So it's just a simple task to, again, simplify your options, making sure the options you have are ones you love. So that's number 19, update your podcast subscriptions. Number 20, clean and organize your handbags. This may seem obvious, but our lives get busy, and before we know it, our totes are carrying receipts from 2 months ago, lip gloss that has been empty, and who knows what else. This shouldn't take but a few minutes, but sometimes we have to be reminded of the simple organization that makes a big difference in our daily lives. As well, our wallets also need our attention. So why do you have to carry all those business cards from other people that they've given you? Put them in your office, organize them, keep them somewhere where you can easily access them, but you don't have to carry them around every single day. Same thing with reward cards or gift cards. Are they expired? Do you go there anymore? Things that will slim your wallet down will help make it feel that you have less to filter through as you look for the ones you want. So that's number 20, clean and organize your handbags. Number 21, tend to your makeup and beauty supplies. While these tasks can be done at any point in the year, the inspiration behind spring cleaning is an opportunity to start fresh. And what better way when it comes to our beauty than to make sure our supplies enable us to shine our brightest. So clean your brushes as well with Simple Facial Cleanser mixed with warm water until it is bubbly, and then dunk, 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 and rinse those brushes out and let them dry for a half a day or a day. What I like to do with regards to my beauty supplies is, and I do this throughout the year too, but with spring, again, the opportunity to bring forth the new, is to ask myself which items truly work with my skin, which ones do not, which ones have I used in the past that I'm no longer using that I should welcome back in. And so it's that true assessment of really examining what's working, what's not. Let's get rid of this. Let's welcome this back in. So that's number 21, tending to your makeup and beauty supplies. And last but not least, bad habits out, good habits in. Admittedly, when there is less sun, as there is in the winter, it affects our mood, some, as we know, more than others. But either way, it does play a role in our emotions. Take a moment before you step forward into spring, as we continue to gain more daylight each day for the next 3 months, to assess which habits are working for you and which are not. Sometimes, simply having more daylight to tend to what is a priority makes a difference in our successfully acquiring the habit. Whether it is meditating in the morning, walking in the evening, eating more seasonally ripe produce, or turning on classical music to start your day instead of the news. As many of you remember, in episode 197, we looked at the benefits of classical music. Spring gives you an opportunity to be more successful, because when our moods are improved, the confidence we have in ourselves to be successful with whatever we pursue also has a better chance for improving as well. At the end of the day, each one of us will tend to what we need to start fresh with this new season. Perhaps a handful or more, but maybe just one or two of the ideas on this list spoke to you today. Whatever you choose to do to welcome spring and literally or figuratively clean out the clutter of the old season, be sure to take the time to do so, as I am confident you will be giving yourself a bit or a significant bounce to your step as the excitement of what the new year has in store begins to come forth. Let's welcome this spring season, and may this first week, which begins tomorrow, again, if you're tuning in on this Monday, be an auspicious omen for what is to come. I've included a few previous episodes and posts on this topic, one about food with regards to a spring capsule menu, but another about celebrating this idea of a new year with spring's arrival, and then another one about sprucing up your spring wardrobe. So all in three different areas of topics that may have interested you throughout today's episode. And you can find them at the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast200. All right, I'll be right back with this week's petit plaisir. All right, welcome back. This week's petit plaisir is a book I found in Pals a couple of months ago, and I actually showed it on my Instagram feed. And when I saw it, I honestly didn't know about the book, but I love Pals, and I'll just kind of peruse around in the travel section from time to time. And this one was there, and it was right next to Peter Mayle's books, and it is all about Provence. And I just thought that a book about Provence was a great way to welcome a spring season, because when you think about spring and summer, you think about the beauty of the Provence region. And granted, it's beautiful year-round, but this is for anyone who is curious about the history and the love and how that love for Provence developed over the last few decades. So the book is called A Taste for Provence by Helen Lefkowitz Horowitz. She is a professor emeritus at Smith College, and she wrote this book in 2016. And it really, for me, what I would describe it as is a history lesson of Provence. So if you love the provincial area, the region of Provence, and you want to know where it all began, when did it shift to be a tourist area? Because it really hasn't been a tourist draw for a long time if we look at it historically. And all the different figures throughout history, starting with obviously Julia Child and Peter Mayle. She's going to dive into those two subjects, but all the other writers and artists that went there, worked there, wrote about it. There are so many people that I didn't know about, and she lists so many different books and cookbooks as well that I'm like, oh, I'm putting that on my list. Oh, I want to read that. It is a wealth of knowledge for Francophiles that love the south of France and the mountainous region of Provence. So be sure to check it out. It's hard to find. It's not one that's well known. I find it to be quite intriguing. And I went through the book very slowly and just savored it and took it in, because you can. You don't have to read this book in one fell swoop, although you might want to. But it's a history book for those who want to know more about where they travel and what they fall in love with and why they fall in love with it when they travel there. So I have a feeling you will enjoy it if that is something that piques your interest. So the book is called A Taste for Provence, and you can find a link to it on the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast200. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. I want to wish you all a wonderful start to the new season. For many of you, it's spring, but for so many more, it is starting winter if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. Any new season is an opportunity to make progress or step forward into something new, and I wish you great success doing so. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, now available in paperback as well as ebook and audio versions, which are available on Audible, iTunes, and Amazon. And to receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a morning cup of coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Bon journée.
Another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.